to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to go to the gym so that you can come back home and get ready to go to work, or you're making breakfast and you're sending your children off to the public school of destruction because you don't love your children. You'd rather go to work and get your ego fulfilled, ladies. But whatever you're doing, you still can listen to the show on your way to school or work or whatever on your iPhone or iPad. And the listen line is back operating, I'm told. But go to the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And to the overseas listeners, I know some of you want to call in. You know, I get these emails from you. And because they got rid of Skype, you don't know exactly what to do or how to call in. We're trying to get that figured out. If you come up with something, let me know. You can look into the Zoom phone. It's a paid service. Look, I'm being told right now, you can look into the Zoom phone, and it's a paid service. All right? So, because I know a lot of you want to, you used to call in during the, when we had the other thing, but it's gone now. But you can look into the Zoom. My biblical question this week is a major, amazing biblical question. Amazing biblical question. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What is the difference? So, it's Friday again. And Fridays is open lines / Black Friday. That was then when I was growing up, and this is now. This is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well,
ask.
The things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And I find it to be so interesting that it gets my attention. The most important thing to me, if you want to know the most important thing, is knowing myself.
Not believe that this just happened.
And in knowing myself, I understand what's going on with others as well. And it's mind-blowing. It's a spiritual battle. So pay attention to yourself. Know yourself. 888-7753-773 is an open line Friday / Black Friday. I'm going to do something a little different this morning. I'm going to the phones. Because it is open line Friday, Amanda, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Amanda, welcome to the show and happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
So maybe I have completely misinterpreted your point of view. I am open to discussion.
Okay.
I'm open to polite discussion from both of us. I get the feeling you really don't have much regard for women. And I don't know if you know this, but if it weren't for a woman, you wouldn't be here on this earth.
And why do you say that?
My interpretation of what I hear, and I listen most mornings, you tend to put women down. You expect them to be completely subservient to men. You just don't speak very highly of them. Now, that's my interpretation.
I understand. And then why do you say if it wasn't for a woman, I wouldn't be here?
Because it takes a man and a woman to create a child.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. You are right. I will give you that.
So I would be here if it wasn't for a woman. What do I say?
Well, there has to be an egg. There has to be an egg involved, is my understanding.
What do I say that's not true about women?
I'm sorry. Okay.
What do I say that's not true about females?
What's not true about females?
I said, what do I say?
Oh, what do you say?
Yeah, that's not true about females.
I cannot speak for all females. I can only speak for myself.
Right.
All females are not evil. We are not out to snag a man just to make a bunch of babies. My husband and I fell in love, we fell in love in high school, reconnected 30 years later, married in our late 40s. I was by no means trying to snag a man for a baby. We have a marriage that sometimes is 80-20 him, sometimes it's 80-20 me. Sometimes it's 70-30 either way. Neither one of us is any better or any less than the other one.
So you're saying that sometimes your husband obey you?
Is over me?
You say your marriage is 80-20 sometimes with your husband, 80-20 sometimes with you. Are you saying sometimes your husband obeys you?
I don't really like the word obey.
Sometimes he follows you?
Yes, sir.
Your husband follow you sometimes?
Yes, he does follow me, and he follows my lead. And sometimes I follow him.
Sometimes he listens to you?
Yes, sir.
But every time a man listens to the woman, he suffers.
All right, let me... I completely disagree with that. Not
Why?
Every time. Because in our marriage, I would never do anything to deliberately mislead my husband. Now, when I say that he does listen to me and he listens to my opinion and how I feel about something, when it comes to the spiritual head of our household, he is the spiritual head of our household.
Well, how can he be the spiritual head of your house, of you, when he's following you?
Because when it comes to anything regarding our spiritual walk as a couple and our decisions as far as that goes, I turn it over to him. If we cannot come to a mutual decision, he has the final word.
But how can he switch from following what's right to following what's wrong to following what's right? Because when he's following you, he's not the spiritual head of you. How can that be?
All right. Let me give you, can I give you an example?
Yes.
All right. We are United Methodist. And
no wonder.
And as I think you know, the United Methodist Church in the last few years has gone through a great transformation in some of the churches. We were trying to decide if we were going to stay at our church or if we were going to leave the United Methodist Church about a year ago. We discussed it. We each gave our opinions and our heartfelt, thoughts. And we were kind of waxing and waning. And I looked at him and I said, if we cannot come to a mutual decision on this, then I will step back and let you make the decision as to where we go, what decision is made regarding our walk.
Let me ask you this because of time. Is it true that all women are evil?
No.
Have you ever met a good woman?
Many good women, and I am one of them.
You a good woman?
Yes, sir.
What's good about you?
I am kind to other people. I love my husband. I respect my husband. I encourage my husband.
And so, but what's good about you? You're telling me all the bad things about you. What's good about you?
What's bad about any of that?
But there's no proof that you're not evil. You're doing those things because you want something back. What's good?
No, I do not do those things.
What's good about you?
What's good about me?
Yes.
I am a faithful follower of God.
Of who?
Of God.
Of God?
God, G-O-D, I am a faithful follower, and I listen to his instructions.
So how can you be a faithful follower of God and think that you are good?
I'm not perfect, but I'm good.
But
okay, you know what?
How can you be a faithful follower of God and think that you are good?
Well, what am I supposed to think?
The truth.
What is the truth?
You're no good. Ain't nothing good about you at all.
I just want to end this conversation on a pleasant note.
No, Matt, I'm telling you there's nothing good about you at all.
And we're not going to agree on this because I am
I'm not
a
trying
good
to
person.
Agree or disagree. I'm just telling you the truth that there's nothing good about
you.
At all.
Jesse, but, you don't know me.
Yes, I do.
You've never met me. You don't know me.
I just met you.
No, we have never met. We've had one conversation.
Right, but how many conversations do I need to have before I know that you are no good?
I don't understand what makes you say I'm no good. Because I'm female?
What's good about you?
What's good about me?
Yes.
There's a... I don't have to defend myself to you.
No, what's good about you?
What's good about me? I don't have to defend myself to you because everything I say, you're going to contradict.
Why? But you haven't told me anything that's good about you. You told me what you do. You pretend to be nice by doing little things for people and all that, but you're really not nice. You're doing those things for your own personal feelings.
All right, so
but let me ask. Let me ask this. Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I?
Yes.
I am Amanda. I'm a child of God. I am loved by God, and that makes me good. Being loved by God makes me good.
So you told me you belong to God. You told me your name. You told me God loved you, but who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm
You're not your name. Are you your name?
You know what? I'm a person who struggles with life, with all sorts of things. And I also am a fighter. I'm a person who fights.
And so you said you belong to God, why are you fighting and struggling? And you're no good. How can all that be? And you're a child of God. That doesn't make sense. How can you be good and struggle and fight?
Okay, I think you misunderstood when I said I fight. I am a fighter. I am a. I never give up.
What kind of fighter?
I'm internal. I fight my demons.
And who are you?
All right, Jesse. You know what? I think that I know I'm a good person.
But there's nothing good about you.
Okay. I appreciate you taking my call.
But who are you? Who are you, Amanda?
I've told you. I have told you. And you want me to say I'm this evil, horrible person.
You are evil. Okay.
I'm going to let you go, and thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Amanda. Amanda, don't go. Baby, please, don't go. Amanda ran. The good lady ran. What the? 888-775-3773. The good lady of God ran. Call me back, Amanda. We were just conversating. I want to show you another evil, nasty, wicked female. What? Conversing. We were conversing. Thank you. And this female has no business being the mayor of Los Angeles. This female shouldn't even be the mayor of a dog pound. Of a chicken house, hen house. This female has no clue of what she's doing. Zero. The lights are on. Ain't nobody home. And she's only the mayor of L.A. because she's black. And no other reason. And they're using her for destruction. This female is a dingbat. Really? Poor L.A. And they only voted this woman, this female in because she's a black female with no sense. This is from Fox News. Well, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass lashed out Thursday against federal authorities, calling them a source of disorder in the city after agents were spotted patrolling outside a museum where California, another male that should not be the governor of California. This guy has no clue. Now, this is one white dumb guy. He should be thrown out of the white movement. Gavin Newsom was holding a press conference to address his state plan to withdraw congressional maps. Watch this from X.
I cannot believe that this just happened to be a coincidence.
There is no way this was a coincidence. This was widely publicized that the governor and many of our other elected officials were having a press conference here to talk about redistricting, and they decided they were going to come and thumb their nose in front of the governor's face. Why would you do that? That is unbelievably disrespectful. It's a provocative act. They're talking about disorder in Los Angeles, and they are the source of the disorder in Los Angeles right now. This is just completely unacceptable. This is a administration, this is a Customs and Border Patrol that has gone amok. This absolutely has to stop. There was no danger here. There was no need to detain anyone here. And there was certainly no need to have a provocative act right here where the governor is having a press conference.
She's having a meltdown. Number one, this female, there's no leadership in her at all. Zero. She's just like a dumb mama. Crime is out of control. She's having a meltdown on the president about the president making Los Angeles and California safe again. She had a meltdown. When crime is so bad, right now out in the valley there, people are breaking, and in those areas, they have like expensive homes, white people do out there, and some foreigner who came into our country with bucket loads of money already. Very nice homes. And the people going out there robbing those homes, with even in the early morning of the hours, morning hours, and the people home in the bed asleep. Crime is out of control in L.A. and Carrie Bass does nothing about it. Zero. And she'll hold a press conference. Oh, we house, we feed the homeless. We built 200 shelters for homeless people today. And doing nothing about anything good for California. And she is afraid that Donald Trump may make Los Angeles safe again, and she is unable to do it. And don't want to do it, don't know how to do it. She's like a hood rat. She don't know about, she's a ghetto queen. She doesn't know about making things better. And she's mad at the great white hope, who some people call him king. They have king rallies, they're so proud of the president. They even call him dad. And I call him the great white hope. Carrie Bass can't know that she cannot function. She doesn't know what to do, and she's mad. Because the president is making this area safe again. And she doesn't care. She just cares about votes. She wants those illegal aliens to stay so they can vote for her again. Amazing, huh? And she's having a meltdown. She doesn't want this president to come in here and make Los Angeles beautiful and safe again. She want a ghetto. She want a hood. She is so happy knowing that crime is out of control, homelessness everywhere, and the people whose homes were burned down, remember? There was fire in L.A., and they didn't have any water in the water thing to put out the fire. And the president came here and told Carrie Bass to her face, don't be taking all day, paraphrasing, don't be taking forever to let these people build their home. They're still not doing it. She want a hood. She doesn't want Malibu and those areas over there to be great again. And you voted for these type of people. I wonder where the Democratic voters vote for them again after knowing that they don't care. These people fight it night and day to support criminals, illegal aliens, wherever country they're from. They're criminals. They broke into our country illegally. They came here illegally. That's a crime. And the black politicians and others are trying to protect this, to stop. They're protecting the criminal, not the innocent people. Think about that. Really, just think about that. One last thing. Well, maybe not one last thing, but another thing. I saw a report this morning where these protesters who pretend they're so concerned about the illegal, so they're going out on the street attacking the ICE agents and people like that, and they're screaming and yelling and carrying on, they're getting paid. They're not even out there freely protesting. Isn't that something? I remember the good old days when we used to protest. It was a waste of time, I realize now. We didn't get paid to protest. There are people literally paying these people to go out and protest ICE and other people, yell and scream and throw rocks and pretend that you're upset. That is so interesting to me. Act like you mad when you're really just going to get paid at the end of the day. Think about it. They want destruction in Los Angeles. And New York and Chicago. They want it in the red states too, but so far the governors and mayors in those states are keeping them out. But they want, think about it, the people you're voting for are now protecting illegal aliens. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? It's for money and perceived power. They don't care about you. Can you be that dumb that you vote for politicians that outwardly support criminals while your homes are being broken in, you're being shot, robbed, killed, raped, murdered, all kind of crimes happen all around, and the police show up after the crime has been committed and the criminal left the area. And then they have one or two police coming in, looking around. We looking for evidence. And Carrie Bass acts like she's so mad about the illegal aliens. Fox News is reporting. There's this guy in New York by the name of Mondami. And Mondami is a socialist to the core. He appears to be an Allahu Abba person. And he definitely doesn't love America. He's a socialist. And according to a report, you have liberal female and black people supporting this guy. I'm not surprised at the blacks, because the blacks ever since the so-called civil rights movement happened, they have a socialist mentality. They do not, it's impossible for them to think independently, because 70 years have gone by now, and they have a you owe me mentality. And so it wouldn't be hard for Mondami to use them for socialism, because they think they're going to get something free. 888-777-5773-888-77-JESSE. Let me take a break. I'll tell you about Mondami right after this break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to bar, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee. Welcome back, 888-775-3773. Couple announcements. At 9 a.m. this morning, and every morning, Monday through Friday, thehakereport.com. Thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. He ain't got that red hair for nothing. He's on fire. And a brand new episode right after the Hake Report today at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very interesting discussion with a Generation Z. I don't do a lot of talking to Generation Z, so it's nice to find out what they're up to. I talked to Evan Rogest. What? Rogest. I want to get his name right. It was a fun conversation. Rogest. And he is a Christian Gen Z YouTuber and content creator. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
In the past 5 years, there has been an explosion in Christianity among Gen Z, especially among men. We are suffering from the lukewarm Christianity of our parents and our grandparents.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Probably not. I don't think most girls really want that either.
They don't. Alpha male.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Not a beta, but an alpha.
Yeah, not a beta. Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, fun conversation, but interesting, interesting. TheFallenState.tv today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode. Also, you can become a member of The Fallen State. You support it right there on the YouTube channel, The Fallen State, and locals.com. And guess what? After The Fallen State today, he's back. The American Anchor Baby is back. And I told you, he left. He started out in waters. He coming back in fire. With fire. He is returning with fire right after The Fallen State today. Around 12 or so, Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby is back. You don't want to miss it. Really, tell everybody, you got to catch this first episode on the return. Amazing, huh? The American Anchor Baby. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. All are invited. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're black, their mama. If you're white. Amazing. And thank you all for your support, all right? And you can support the fatherstate.tv. I mentioned local. It is jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Real fast, and then I get to your calls and super chats. I mentioned that there's this guy in New York running for mayor of New York, Mandami. And Mandami is a socialist. Outright, he wants free supermarkets and things. And so you got a lot of blacks over there in New York supporting him because they think they're going to get free stuff. And they don't know the supermarket going to eventually run out of food. And then they're going to be crying, well, how are we going to get food? The supermarket don't have any food. Go to Cuba and live over there. But man, Dummy look like he may go. They say, I always like to have a wait-and-see attitude, but they're saying look like he's going to win. And according to Wikipedia, Mandami is a member of the state's socialist in office in New York and the Muslim Democratic Club of New York. That's according to Wikipedia. Did you ever think that in the United States of America that voters will vote outrightly and aware that they're voting for a socialist and they're happy about it? Not surprised at the blacks, but what has happened, you have allowed the white woman to be educated. Now she's going out of her mind. She's educated out of all common sense. Isn't that amazing? Well, according to Fox News, protesters gathered outside of Mandami's anti-Trump campaign event on Staten Island on Wednesday, calling him a communist and telling him to go back to where he came from. Maybe that's back to Allah, ooh, about country, wherever he came from. We should not allow, America should not allow foreigners to participate in American government. They have the same mentality that they had from the communist socialist countries that they left. They're going to come here and turn America into a socialist communist society. And it's happening. And according to PJ Media, concerning this Mandami guy, artist activist Scott Lobato was a ringleader at a protester, leader of the protesters, and authorities arrested him and hit him with multiple charges, including disorderly conduct and after angrily challenging Mandami. Watch this from X.
Sorry, I want something to eat. I would like something to eat. Let me tell you something, man. You are not welcome in this fucking island.
October 7th, you hate us.
You fucking Jew hate us. Hey, Mr. Mandandy, can I talk to you? This is my island. You're not welcome here, excuse me.
You hate Jews.
You hate this country. You hate this. Big shot for the Tom Holman.
Don't put him home.
Go home. Go home.
Amazing, huh? That's interesting to me. I hear some of the white people saying that Jews control everything. And they mad at the Jews because they say Jews control everything. And I may be wrong, black and slow, but a whole lot of Jews live in New York, right? And they have Jew businesses and everything in New York. And it's known that it appears that Mandami hate the Jews. It appears. So how is it possible if the Jews control everything, and I don't know if they do, I'm just saying, how is it possible that a guy like Mandami, who they say hate the Jews, can run for office as mayor of the city and possibly win? Why don't you Jews do something about it if you have all this power? Power! Why don't you do something about it? 888-7753-773. Why would you let somebody become mayor of a city where a whole bunch of Jews live? How is that possible? Well, maybe he's not going to win. Maybe. Have a way to see, Jesse. He might not win. Maybe the Jews just laying low until it's time to vote. One last quick thing, then your phone calls. When you act out in public, this is what you look like when you act out in public. Well, I don't know how that subject, that title relate to this subject. I want to take that title off. Remember I told you that I read something my producer wrote there that doesn't make sense with the title. I remember I told you that people treat dogs like they're human beings. Who let the dogs out? A lot of folks have lost the know-how to deal with human beings. And so they're treating dogs better than they would treat a human being. Or like they treat human beings. They cry over the dog. Oh, my dog sick. My dog died. My dog this. They take the dog on the airplane. They walk around with the dog anywhere they go, in the store, cafe, and the dogs be eating out the plates in the cafe. And then you go and eat out of it too. They take the dogs everywhere now. They call them comfort dogs in some cases. You know you got a problem when you need a dog to comfort you. And you think that's real. Dogs like take dumps, bathroom dumps on the floor in the hotel rooms and the airports, and they don't care where they dump. And then they clean themselves with a tongue, and then they kiss you. I'm sick of these dogs. A dog is just a dog, and the reason you think the dog love you is because you're an adult state of being, animal state of being, and you think the dog love you. The dog don't love you. The dog gonna love anyone that pat it on the head and feed him. It doesn't matter who it is. It's so bad now that this female took her dog to the market, and the dog, according to the story, jumped into the produce section at Walmart over there in Colorado and refused to get out. Watch this from X.
Just as described, there's a literal dog in the produce. It's in the section where they spray the little water.
It's on the shelf with the food.
Trying to drag this dog out. It's literally all over the cabbage. It's all over the lettuce, the radishes. It refuses to come. It's a big dog, too. It's like one of those like sheep herding dogs, if you can imagine it, podcast listeners.
A big old dog, too. This dog, when Nick was telling you that the dog is in the produce, it's not like the dog is walking up and down the produce aisle. The dog jumped on the shelves where the food is and relaxed on the food. You want some fresh produce, people? Who knows? The dog could have peed on the food while back there on the shelf, took a dump on the food, and then you're going to go by and you're going to have a fresh salad. Just call that a dog salad. Isn't that a crazy?
They're letting any dog be service dogs now. Is DEI even for dogs?
The dog is on the produce. They have DEI for dogs.
I'm saying, what kind of service dog is that? You know, you'd think a service dog, it sounds official, like it was trained in some way. I guess they're letting any dog be a service dog.
What a mess, huh? You take the dog thing too far. The dog up there on the cabbage and the lettuce. He's not walking down the aisle. He's sitting on the produce. He jumped up on the shelf and relaxing in the food. Would you like a fresh pea salad? What's wrong? You've lost your way when you're into animals like this. Really? I see people driving up and down the road. They let the dog, some of them, especially women, they hold the dog on the lap in the driver's seat. And then they look over at you to see if you see them with the dog. And they get a thrill. I remember the other day, I was walking down the road, and some lady walked by with her dog, had two of them, and they were like on these long leash things, and she was letting her dog come over to me. I'm like, get that dog out of here. Don't let your dog, especially black people, white folks, don't be letting your dog. Black people are not into dogs, animals, the way white people are. And so don't be letting your dog come over and sniff on people. Especially with black people. Now, you have those blacks who think they're white. They're like, oh, I have my dog. I have my cat. They try to be white. But really, they don't like the dog. They just try to be white. But black people don't like dogs like that. Don't be letting your dog sniff on me. What the? So, this is from Hate. Chat says, dogs have saved lives, JLP. That's so dumb. So, the dog laying on top of the produce food is dumb? And I don't know who chat is. I ain't never heard of chat. Who is chat, James? Oh, that's his name? Oh. Chat said dogs have saved people's lives. But those trained dogs to do that, those dogs ain't going to be in the supermarket land on top of the produce. Chat said, Kevin. In chat said, dogs are tied to the white man's soul, Jesse. You may be right about that. Because these white people got dogs all over the place. Especially the women, but the men too now. Dog, you're in a fallen state when you think the dog loves you. You're not seeing clearly. Cats and dogs and snakes and birds and rabbits and whatever else you have as a pet do not love you. And those emotions you're feeling are animal-like emotions for them, but they don't love you. And you can test it. Let the neighbor get him some food. Little dog be gone over to the neighbor. Wagging their tail and grinning. Dogs don't love you people, and you don't love the dogs. That's an animal feeling. Fallen feeling, meaning. Robert out of Kansas. Robert, you are on the air. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Hey, Jesse, good morning, sir. You were talking about the potential mayor of New York being a Muslim.
Yeah, man, dummy.
And why the Jews won't do anything about it since they control everything.
Well, I'm not sure that the Jews are not going to do something about it. And it's been said that, man, Dobby hate the Jews. And from what I've heard over and over again, there are a lot of Jews in New York, as many or more Jews in New York than there are in Israel. And so I can't imagine that the Jews are going to vote for this guy if it's true that he hates the Jews.
Well, what if I told you, Jesse, that the Jews and the Muslims are on the same side and they're just playing us off of each other, that they're saying that they're enemies, they're really on the same side?
And how do you know that?
I know that the Jews export Islam into Western Christian nations around the world.
How do you know that the Muslims and the Jews are on the same side?
Because if you read the Talmud and you read the Quran, you'll see that the Quran is just Talmudism for dummies.
Robert, how do you know that the Muslims and the Jews in New York are on the same side?
Because the Jews ship Islam into Western nations to balkanize and destroy them.
Robert, tell me, I'm not talking about some mess you've read somewhere, but how do you know for sure, Robert, that the Jews and the Muslims are on the same side in New York?
Well, I know that they're working towards the same ends to destroy America.
How do you know? I know you got that in your mind, but how do you know?
I know that they seek to destroy America.
Robert,
they're on the same side.
How? You're just making statements, but you're not giving me any proof. How do you know?
The proof is that they're going to elect a Muslim mayor in New York.
Robert, I got to go, buddy. You're doing is spouting off stuff with no proof.
Thank you.
I'm asking you to give me proof, and you have not given me any proof. You're just telling me what you think.
Well, thanks, big dog, and I told you what I think, and that's all I can do.
But
Jesse,
you're thinking wrong, though.
I'm thinking.
You got
Jesse,
the wrong thinking. You don't you need some evidence or something at some point?
That's my problem,
Jesse.
Or do
you just feel good spouting off what you think?
I feel good talking to you, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Amazing. Patrick is the first time caller out of California. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. Just wanted to say thank you for everything you've been doing. I appreciate the words I've been getting into for the last couple of years. You've really opened my mind to a different path to go down. One thing, though, I'm sorry. I'm still kind of beta. I'm not doing the silent prayer, and I love my dog.
You let your dog sleep in the house and live in the home inside the home?
Yes, he does. My big bad scary Rottweiler dog.
Why do you allow that?
He lives in the home.
Why do you allow that, Patrick?
Like I said, it's weird. You get this connection with something. You feel it when you take care of something from when it's little. You know, it's similar, but not similar to a child.
But you're destroying the natural nature of an animal to survive when you spoil them like that by keeping them in a home. Hold on. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. They have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. There, it's pushing the fake green energy subsidy mess. And I call it fake. It may or may not be fake. And the D.C., a big power struggle. The people who are pro-crime versus the people who want to put the crime down and make D.C. worth something again. And that Alaska summit between Putin and Trump happening today, if it hasn't happened already. Although I guess it's pretty early in the morning over there in Alaska. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. It's also Get It Off Your Chest Friday. August 15th, Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. If you haven't called in already once today, you can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We do see your super chats coming in. We do appreciate them, and we will read them if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. But it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, time is running out to receive money back on rooftop solar energy panel thingy-majiggers and electric vehicles and energy-efficient appliances, because our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and Republicans in Congress cut clean energy out of the tax code. And now some programs will expire as soon as next month. So take advantage of your green rebates, quote-unquote green rebates, before it's too late. Get some of your money back from the evil government. All right, in the D.C., a power struggle is brewing between local and federal authorities, so-called authorities, right? Some of them are not true authorities. In Washington, D.C., last night, Attorney General, that woman, Pam Bondi, she ordered D.C.'s mayor and police department to accept Terry Cole, the head of the DEA, as the district's emergency police commissioner. Nice, a man. And give him, Terry being a man, right? T-E-R-R-Y. Sometimes that's a woman's name, sometimes it's a man's name, right? And give him full control of the department during the federal takeover. But the mayor pushed back on Bondi's command. Pam Bondi, posting on social media, quote, "There is no statute that conveys the district's personnel authority to a federal official," unquote. I don't know if I've heard this woman's voice before. Muriel Bowser. And D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb also reviewed Bondi's order, Pam Bondi, that is, and declared it illegal after determining that the Home Rule Act does not give our greatest President Trump the authority to remove or replace the chief of police or alter the MPD, Metropolitan Police Department, chain of command. In a letter to D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith, that short-haired black gal, Schwalb, this Schwalb guy, D.C. Attorney General, he wrote, quote, "In my opinion, the Bondi order is unlawful, and you are not legally obligated to follow it," unquote. What a mess, huh? They want to resist competence coming back in charge. An Alaska summit, as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the most interesting man in the world, President Vladimir Putin of Russia, head to Alaska for their historic summit. Scores of pro-Ukraine protesters gathered in Anchorage, Alaska on Thursday. Oh, Lord. The demonstrators waved Ukrainian flags, right? Get out of America with your Ukrainian flags. It's that ugly flag, too. I like Ukraine, but their flag is lame. It's like blue and yellow, and then that's it. It's like a kindergarten flag. Worse. Anyway, demanded that Trump offer Putin no concessions in exchange for the Kremlin ending the war in the Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders hope that Trump can arrange a ceasefire agreement that Russia will honor while a trilateral meeting can be organized for peace negotiations. Putin wants to deal any deal to include Russia taking almost a fifth of what was once Ukraine's supposed land. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And some of you might be busy. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So, in different time zone, somewhere in the world, it is already Saturday. Saturday morning. Good morning to y'all Saturday mornings, waker-uppers. But you can be listening, podcast the show. You can listen as you move about on the listen line on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday. /Black. Friday.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. It's interesting to me that you could be asleep and don't know. I was thinking about Karen Bass and how she was carrying on about Trump coming and making L.A. safe again. She had like she's so mad. But when in reality, it's only about her and about votes. The Democrats need the votes of illegal aliens. That's why they're carrying on like this. They're afraid they would never get in again if they didn't have the illegal aliens votes. We should not be voting, by the way. Karen Bass and people like her care less about, they don't love you illegal aliens, just so you know. They only want to keep you here for votes. Really, there's nothing else but that. Let me go quickly back to first time caller, Patrick. And Patrick was telling me about his dog. So, Patrick, you have a dog and you keep this dog in the house, right? In your apartment or home, right?
Yes, sir.
And why do you do that?
You know, that's a hard question to answer. I guess it's the connection thing. I've got him since he was a puppy. You know, raised him since then. I guess also too, it's that that feeling you get when you connect with something, kind of.
And so you have connected with a dog, and you have the feeling as though it's a child, your own child?
Yeah.
And so It's not about the dog itself. It's about the way you feel.
Yeah, exactly. It's it's the that high that we all like to feel, that you know we're doing better for something else when we can't even really take care of ourselves, I guess.
Yeah. And so, you know? Do you realize that you don't love that dog? Because if you love that dog, you would not put your ego in the way. You're destroying the dog because God has created where the animals are made to stay outdoors and be watchers and things like that. And he set them up where their body coats change during the winter, spring, summer, and fall. They know how to go hunting for food. When they're sick, they roll around in the grass and get medicine that way or eat the grass or whatever. Do you realize just you are in the same way you would spoil a child and destroy the child, you're doing that with this animal for your own ego benefit and you don't care about the dog at all?
So I'm upset in the natural order.
Yeah. All okay. For your ego benefit.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. It does.
It's the same thing that parents do with children. They spoil the kids, and they feel good about spoiling the kids, but now the kid is an adult, and the kids can't even take care of themselves because the parents have spoiled them.
Yes,
because it just felt good to spoil them. It felt like love. It was all about ego self. There's no love in that.
Well, that's what I kind of was saying. Like, we feel like we have that... you know, I could take care of something thing, like I said, when I'm not even taking care of myself correctly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What a cool mess.
Yes, sir. I've got myself into quite a mess here. thanks to you and some of the words that I've been listening to you from, it's really helped me controlling the thoughts that lead to the emotions that cause the anger and stuff. I do appreciate that from you.
And why don't you do the silent prayer?
Like I said, just still the 2-beta. Still 2-beta. I ain't got it like you yet. I'm not at that alpha state.
But you're
peace.
Not going to get there, wherever that is, until the old nature starts to die.
Right. And I've been listening to those words, and I've been trying to implement them as much as I can, but it's still kind of hard. Hopefully one day it'll get through, and I will be able to do it.
Have you forgiven
like I said,
your mother?
There's the tough one too. My mother came here post-war. She learned the language. She became a citizen. It's so hard to find anything that I can really find that she did. She really sacrificed everything to give her family a better life. It's hard to find something. You know, she let me do everything I wanted: play baseball, ride my bikes, be with my friends. If I think hard, maybe I could find something, but it's hard. It's
How
hard
old
to try
are
to
you?
Find. I'm 20. I'm 53. I was thinking of my son, Jay. Sorry.
And so, have you forgiven your mother?
No.
And was she perfect?
No. None of us are, right?
What was imperfect about her?
It's like I said, it's very hard. Everything I remember, she always tried hardest and gave her best. She had to learn English as a second language. She was highly discriminated against because she came here post-war. Everybody hated the Japanese at that time. So she had it tough.
And
she
so
did a lot.
Was she perfect?
No.
What was imperfect about her?
It's going to take me a while to find something, sir. I can't get it right now.
Have you forgiven your father?
No.
I
haven't.
And why not?
Because he did some things to, not physically, but to my mother, that is kind of hard to forgive. And I know that's my fault. I should be able to, but he hurt her by having another child in Korea. So that's been something that's really kind of bugged me since I found out.
And so why do you resent your father?
Because like it, because that how he hurt my mother by doing that.
But why would you resent your father for what happened between your mother and him? And he didn't do anything to you.
Correct. Correct. It's like I said, it's a tough one, man. You, your questions, like I said, they're great and they make you think, and I really appreciate it.
So you're resenting your father and he has not done anything to you, and you think that's okay?
I know it's not okay because, like I said, I have been picking up a lot of stuff from you. And to give the forgiveness would be the correct thing to do.
But you don't even have a reason to resent your father.
Now that you've made me think about it, the only reason why I would have is because of what he did to my mother.
But he also didn't do that to you. It would the
right,
mother.
Right. He did it to my mother.
Yeah.
He didn't do it to
why
me.
Why are you so identified with your mother? You feel her pain?
Because of, like I said, the what she had told me and what I had seen she'd gone through, you know, the discrimination of being Japanese at the time and, you know, English was her second language. A lot of people were very racist towards her, you know, for a long time.
And so why do you identify with your mother that you feel her pain?
Because we were close. My dad, his job kept him away for a day and then he'd be back. So I'd say I grew closer to her.
So that's why you resent your father, because you and your mother are one. Your mother has recreated you her image. And you're not yourself, you're your mother, and you're going around holding a grudge against your father because of what happened with the two of them. It had nothing to do with you. Why don't you overcome the identity of your mother?
I could keep trying, and I will continue to keep trying, and hopefully it will happen for me one day.
Yeah, do your silent prayer. Do that silent prayer so you can see what's going on inside of you. And then forgive your father, because if you don't even have a reason to resent your father. Whatever he did between the mother and the father had nothing to do with the children, right? But your mother
right.
made you think it has something to do with you too, and it didn't at all. And she turned you away from him, and you didn't realize and don't realize that you have taken on your mother's spirit, which is evil, and you're not yourself. So you got to talk to your father and let that go. And forgive your mother, she can help herself so that you can be free.
Okay.
Then you stop loving the dog in the wrong way.
I'm petting him right now, Mr. Peterson. I'm petting him right now.
What a mess.
I've got myself into quite a mess, sir. Quite a mess.
But you can overcome if you get to know yourself. I promise you that.
I will, and hopefully I will one day, and with your words, that'll give me more power to try.
Right on. I wish you well.
Thank you, sir. I wish you well, too. You have a great day and a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air at Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month to you, Mr. Peterson. How you been doing?
All is well.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you brought this thing up and showed Karen Bass. You see how she's becoming unglued? And, you know, Jesse, I've been telling them for the last 2 years, they don't care about those illegals. All that is for the consensus and the congressional seats and to keep them in the mayor's office.
Right.
The only reason they're trying to keep those people. That's why they're becoming unglued. And I think the police chief in D.C. got fired by Pam Bondi.
It's just about the vote. It's not about anything else but the vote.
It's all about that. That's all what is. And you know, your seats are based on the population,
right?
So that's the only reason they're trying to fight for these people, and they're becoming unglued because Trump is picking them up every day. It's the number is getting lower and lower. We got a long way to go, but the number is getting lower and lower.
What is it that? Why do you think some Democratic voters still vote for the Democrats, knowing now that it's like the proof is in the pudding? You can see that the Democrats don't care about the voters, the citizens at all. Why do you think some people still vote for them?
I could make a short answer. I was lucky enough to start voting in the year 1979 and 80 is when I turned 18. And I started noticing what the Democrats were doing to the country in the mid to late 70s with Carter and everything. And the only thing I did was just have a Kodak moment with my grandfather. And he taught me that the Democrats have never been friends of the black people, never. And that book that guy, that guest that you had, I heard about that book and I think I want a copy of it. Somebody told me it's almost like a good movie, the one about Martin Luther King.
Yes.
The MLK papers.
Right.
I think I want to get a copy of that because.
But why do you think that?
What do you think they fall for?
You vote for the Democrats because the Democrats are outwardly demonstrating.
Yeah.
They're making
yeah.
it clear that we're for the illegal alien. We're for the criminals. Mm-hmm. And we don't care the impact it's having on you as citizens. We are for the criminal. We're going to stop this president. We're for the criminal. Why do you think the people still vote for them?
Well, overwhelmingly, black people vote for them, and a lot of times it's indoctrinated, and then some of it is paid protesters, too.
You know, I saw that.
And it just goes a long way back, because, Jesse, you're a little bit older than me. It goes a long way back.
People I ain't that much older
started. Not that much, but the thing is, but you know, Jesse, for real, you remember when this stuff kicked off, didn't you?
I do.
Yeah, and you were
even
what?
I weren't paying a lot of
teenager.
Attention.
What were you, a young man or a teenager or something like that at that time?
I was barely born.
Yeah. Hey, you're right about
it's
that.
It's just crazy to me that.
Yeah.
The people who are supposed to be protecting you with the law thing, and you vote them in so they can do the right thing for you. They're saying we're not going to do the right thing for you. We're going to get rid of the police. We're going to get rid of Bell's Bond. We're going to let all the criminals out of prison. We're going to invite the illegal aliens to come in. They're bringing in crimes and drugs.
It does seem like the message.
You're still going to vote for us.
It seems like the message that they're giving their constituents is blatant in their face. And it is a good question. Why do they continue to do that? And it's a lot to do with freebies and socialism. And like that guy in New York. Yeah, there's a lot of Jewish people in New York, and it's a huge population of them. But see, the guy Robert called in with these conspiracy theories. It's never been a secret that Jewish, there's a lot of liberal Jewish, even
right.
in Israel.
Yeah.
And that's not something to discover. That's always been like that.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to wish you a happy Men's Month. And, that other thing, man, I've always had never liked this, is that this animal thing. I remember when I was dating a lot when I was younger, I never could stand women that had cats. Because the cat is all over the kitchen counter and sniffing all in your food and kissing her in the mouth and everything. And it's like you said, dogs identify their spots and their territory by smelling urine and waste of other dogs. And then they kiss them in the face and then and all on top of the furniture and everything. You know, I like dogs, but you're not going to be all in my food and everything. That's crazy. The cat be on top of the cannon. Jesse, the cat is on the kitchen counter.
What if ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Thank you, William. I appreciate it, man.
And do you know what cats do, right? They catch mice. And the owner of the cat kisses the cat in the mouth. Amazing.
What love got to do with it?
Nasty. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, William. I'll talk to you later, Jesse.
All right.
What a mess! Let me go to first-time caller Franklin out of Ohio. Franklin, Happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's an honor.
Thank you.
Thanks for accepting my call. But I don't want to take your time, sir. I have two questions.
Okay.
I want to know what's wrong with the blacks. I'm an Afro-American.
What's wrong with the blacks? You say you're a black American?
Afro-American.
What does that mean, Afro-American?
It means that... I don't know what it means. It just sounds better. It just sounds better. Because I ain't from Africa. And so, I ain't black. So.
why do you call yourself Afro-American?
Because I used to have an Afro. And that's how my hair grow.
Oh, so do you have a fro now?
No, I don't.
So you have an Amerifro, not an Afro.
Amerifro, because I work for white people.
There you go.
You got to keep a nice, clean cut. You got to know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's wrong, because of time, what's wrong with the blacks?
Well, I don't know. That's my question. Well, I got a lot of blacks, a lot of friends that's black. I'm black, you know, so-called speak. Yeah. But they always saying, oh, the black man started civilization. He's the father of creation. He started all this. But I'm like, if y'all started and knew everything, what happened, Jesse?
I rest my case. What happened? Absolutely. What happened? How did they lose everything? And why can't they get it back? If they started everything and everything came from them, why can't they? I understand maybe somewhere you lose it, but why can't they get it back rather than blaming and begging and just do it? So
exactly.
Do you have that kind of conversation with your friends for real?
Yeah, I do. They get angry. They get angry. They can't answer nothing. They just be talking. Like they say Jesus is black, like that. I'm like, Jesus is white.
You tell him, but Jesus is not white.
Well, he ain't.
You know he ain't white.
Oh, well, he ain't black. And I, my second question, Jesse, I don't want to hold you, is white people from outer space, just for them to be so superior and the black man to know everything and know why and created everything, why is he the white man doing so much better than them if they knew everything?
And what are you doing better in life than the average black person?
No, I ain't doing better. I mean, I got food, clothing, and shelter, but I'm not doing better.
And what
I
is
mean,
better?
I'm better than some people, but what? I don't think I'm better than some people.
What is better?
Better is just like, well, I'm eating, that person ate. So you know what I'm saying? I can clothe myself, that person don't want to clothe themselves. Maybe I'm being judgmental. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little angry about something, a little uptight about the. So, but no, I'm good.
All right. Thank you, Franklin. I appreciate it, man. All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
888-77-JESSE.
Ida says, Jesse Lee, I was horrified when you laughed at your young producer saying he was beaten by his father as a child for sassing his mother.
That was funny.
And he thinks it's a good idea for kids to get beaten for not conforming to the parents. That is sick.
That's true, for him to be thinking that way.
Thank you, Ida.
Thank you, Ida.
She's really disappointed in you, though.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
And why?
That you didn't call out the sick behavior of his father. Generational abuse.
For what? But Derek seemed to be happy there to beat him.
That's what is that called? Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh. But what's her name? Ida?
Ida.
Ida. Derek is happy that his dad beat him. And that's why Derek is okay with parent-disciplined children in that way, too.
Well, she says that Derek has serious issues if he thinks that's okay.
Oh.
And she hopes he gets help before he becomes a father.
So what's she disappointed with me about?
She agrees with you about President Trump and politically, but can't support this thing at all about you laughing at the generational abuse.
I don't understand.
You're laughing at Derek being beaten.
It was funny.
I know, but you and I have like this dark humor about tragedy.
What do you mean?
The tragedy of Derek's young childhood.
But can Derek seem to be okay with it now?
Right. Anyway.
My dad beat me.
I just wanted to pass that along from Ida. Thank you,
Ida. I appreciate it. Don't quite understand what the issue is, but thank you. Really, I appreciate it.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee.
Hey, Julie.
Can you imagine Simon Peter driving around town right now, seeing churches named after him? SMH. What a mess.
What a mess. Who is Simon Peter?
Rapper? St. Peter's Church. There's no rapper named Simon Peter.
I mean, not rapper, but you know how that.
No, it's the rock, Peter the Rock, on which Jesus built his church.
Oh, and she said, can you imagine what?
Simon Peter driving around town right now seeing churches named after him.
He would be like,
Basilica.
He would be like, what? No. Amazing. Thank you.
Mommy,
thank you, Julie.
Mommy Africa Tembi, three coffees. Hi, Jesse. Waiting for the best way to call your show again from South Africa. In the meantime, showing my support in these super chats. Love you.
Thank you very much. And how can they call from overseas?
You can look into Zoom Phone. It is a paid service from Zoom.us or Zoom or whatever.
Zoom pay for it?
No, you have to pay for it.
Oh.
You have to pay Zoom. That might work. And there's other things. Bottom line, I think you have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you find another way.
And thank you in the meantime for your support. Thank you.
Mommy Africa Tembi with yet another coffee.
Mommy Africa!
You say even if it takes a lifetime to overcome anger, to stay with it, I have a toddler that I want to raise with perfect love. Would that still be possible if I only reach perfect peace at 99 years old?
But don't think about it like that. I'm just saying, I use that as a saying to say to the people or person that working on themselves, don't give up. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you want to see this all the way to the end, wherever the end may be. Just don't give up. But don't think about how old you may or may not be. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Josh from Georgia.
Georgia, oh my.
On the BQ response.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Facts cause people to assume and jump to false conclusions, resulting in a quick temporary fix that only treats the symptoms of an issue without solving it. Conversely, wow, nice word. Truth is confirmed from a deep intuition within a person and brings people peace and understanding from a permanent solution that attacks the root cause of an issue, he says.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
Very nice, Josh.
Yeah.
Nikki, three coffees. Happy Black Friday. On my way to work, I got barked at by a black guy. Actually barked at. I was so scared.
I was just so scared.
Scrunched, distraught emoji. What's wrong with the blacks? Asks Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. We all try to figure it out. It's a mama spirit. Just FYI.
Go jogging in England with the female cops.
No, who's trying to set up the men? What a mess. Thank you.
Marcus G90. Oh, Lord, not Karen Bass, Lord. 3!
Not Karen Bass, Lord. Not Karen Bass, Lord. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Amanda, who called in first thing today. I hope this lady is calling in from the kitchen on Rumble.
Oh, Amanda, I wish you well, really.
Me too.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Butter Coffee.
Thank you, Pastor Shelley.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I did a tour of D.C., says Charlotte, last week, and basically half the staff of Capitol Building, including police, are rude blacks. The tour guides made sure to tell you about the slave labor of the buildings instead of who designed them. And there are civil rights and MLK everywhere. The propaganda is heavy,
and
our country is gone.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, I was thinking this morning, reflecting, it's amazing how they have taught the blacks that about slavery in the wrong way and all this in the so-called civil rights movement, and they have set them up to be failures in life. And they believe in it. The blacks are like, that's totally what they believe. It's not even true, but they have fallen for it deeply. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Ladies, quote unquote, only one of us can drive the vehicle. If you keep reaching for the wheel, we're going to crash. Obey the rules of the road.
Amazing. And the rules of life. Thank you.
And Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on the Rumble channel. Thank you, sir.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Quick break when I come back, your phone calls. Thank you all. Amazing. Back in a moment.
Oh.
other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Number one, support us on social media. I don't mention that enough, they tell me, around here. So we are on peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X, cozy.tv/JLP, and rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. So ring the bell, follow, like, comment, subscribe. Y'all know what to do, all right? And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, two at best. Though some people like to do follow-ups. Individual family counseling. All right, whatever. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. So if you want counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And also, be patient, because I'm totally booked with counseling. I mean, just everybody, and they mama around the world. But if someone cancels, we'll let you know. You may be next in line. Or someone decide they want to reschedule. Those things happen, all right? And last but not least, I'll do shout-outs for you as well, whatever the occasion is. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the situation is. For personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to first-time caller Dennis out of Ohio. Dennis, you are on the air.
Hello. How you doing?
All is well, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
I was just calling about what do you think about the Amish?
The Amish?
Yes.
And those are the people that ride around in buggies and they live on the land, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For what I know now about that, I know a little bit more now than I've known in the past. It's like, though they live, quote-unquote, off the land, they still have the same problem, because I counsel with a lot of Amish people now, and they have the same problem. The boys grow up hate, and the girls grow up hating the fathers, the mothers are destroying the families. And apparently, and you may know better than me, if you're an Amish person, you grew up in that religion, whatever you want to call it, you're not allowed to leave. And if you do leave, the family disown you. You can't talk to the family. You can't play with them or anything. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true for the ones that I'm with.
Are you Amish?
I used to be. I'm not anymore.
And why not?
Well, I couldn't understand the things that were going on, I guess.
Were you...
It's like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's... I never could really understand things about them.
You say it's like what?
It's I have to make a decision. It's like when we get to a certain age, they start really pushing us to, you know, join church. And then if we're not really ready, we don't know what to do, and we're kind of forced to do it.
They force you to attend church, you say?
Yeah.
So were you born into an Amish family on the Amish land?
Yes.
So that's all you know because you were born into it, right?
Yes, that's right.
And so you, at what age did you leave?
At 24.
And why did you leave? And was it difficult to leave?
Yes, it was difficult. I left because I couldn't understand everything. Like, you kind of have to be all in to have it, and or to be Amish, and there's a few there's not, and it's just, you can't keep up with all the rules, and you know that you can't, then you mess up, then you have to confess. And then when I did a few times, I kind of confessed, and I just noticed it didn't help.
When you left, were you cut off from your family?
Yes, I can. I mean, it's best if I just keep away or go back.
And why is that?
Because it kind of messes everything up for them and for me.
So how does it mess up the rest of the family if you leave? It messes them up in what way?
Because I know they can't really, if they talk to me, they'd probably leave too.
They would have
That's
to.
That's kind of how it works.
They would have to leave if they talk to you because you've left?
Well, if they talk to me, like, if they accept me, I don't know. A few do, and if they kind of accept me, they probably would get a chance to.
That's amazing. So being born and raised in the Amish world, and how old are you?
I'm 24.
What was it like to leave? You what?
I didn't leave that long yet.
Oh, okay. How long you been gone from them?
About 9 months.
Oh, so what is it like leaving that world and going into another world? What's that like for you?
It is crazy. I mean, it is so different. Like, it is so crazily different. It's not even, I don't know how to say it, but. I just noticed there's, like, in the Amish, it's still, the women cook, they don't even, they cook. It's like they cook 3 times a day and take care of the family. Everything is just different out here. It is crazy.
Give me one, you said that in the Amish world, the women cook 3 times a day and take care of the family, right?
Yeah.
But in the other world that you ran off into, it's not like that.
For some of them, maybe, but most, it's so different. I'm not,
Yes, some of them maybe do, but not really like the man cooks too sometimes. I guess I cook at home too. I like to cook, so I did some of the cooking. But it's the woman is always cooking in the Amish.
Do you miss that?
Oh yes, it's kind of different to see like women go out and work, but the ones that leave the Amish, usually they're still kind of the same way they cook.
Amazing. So did they give you a rum spring before all this?
Oh yes, yes.
What's a rum spring? How'd you know that?
Rum spring is like, it's when you get 16 and a half, you start going drinking and partying and running around and just doing crazy stuff till you're about 19 or so.
And so you were able to do that on the Amish land?
Yes, they don't enforce it, they don't allow it, but we did, yeah. And everybody goes through that.
Oh, they do, from start at age 16 and up.
Yeah, pretty much. That's when I got a phone and started, you know,
so
acting around.
As a young teenager, they let you go wild.
They don't let us, but we do. They kind of let us, but don't let us, I guess. If we come home, they start having these panic attacks or whatever and going crazy.
So you've only been gone away for a short while. Are you going to stay away or are you going back?
I don't know. I think if I go back, I don't know if I would leave again or it's just I don't really know yet.
You think if you went back, you might not leave again? And why is that?
I think I might leave again. I don't know.
Oh, you might leave again.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's kind of confusing because once I listen to like your show or something, it's really hard to, you know. I know these things now. It's hard to stay on that Amish religion.
Oh, I see. And so do you work? You have a job right now?
Yeah, I'm milking cows right now.
You milking cow out in the other world?
Yeah, it's actually my dad's neighbor.
Oh, so you...
I grew up knowing him.
And so did he leave the Amish land at some point too?
No, he did not, but he left like the Mennonite church.
Oh.
That's kind of basically the same thing. It's just they can't drive and stuff like that.
So right now your job is to get up and go milk the cows?
Yeah. Well, I just do it in the evening.
And so do you milk the cows with your hands or a machine?
With a machine.
And do you milk cows for 8 hours?
Mostly it's like 6 hours or so.
Really? I remember those milking cows days. I would have to get up and go milk the cow every morning before I went to school.
Did you have a machine?
No, we had to milk with the hands.
Oh, nice. That's how the Amish do. They all milk from with the hands. That's how I grew up. I did not too much of that, but I did some of it.
And so which would you prefer, milking with the hands or the machine?
Well, I would prefer milking with the hands, but for a lot of cows like that, I definitely go with machine.
When there are a lot of cows. One last thing, I think. The milk that you milk from the cow, is it better than the milk that you buy from the store?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I used to like the store better because it was kind of gross. But since I'm living out here, I've had too much of it, so I like that way better.
I know, me too. I like the milk from the cow better than the milk in the store.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
So what do you make enough money milking cows to earn a living?
Yeah, as for right now, my rent is not really expensive right now.
Oh, okay.
I do a little bit. Well, I'm doing a little bit remodeling for the guys that I live with.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well, but it's interesting to leave the Amish world at that age and go out into this world, and it's just madness in this world. It's crazy, and I know that it's crazy in the world you left too, but it's a different kind of crazy in this world you've been entered into.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of the same thing. I notice it's the same. It's like we have our, back in the Amish, it's got like politics too, but it's exactly the same way.
Yeah, it's the same spirit. Did you forgive your father and mother?
I'm not sure if I truly did.
What do you mean?
I went to him and said that I told him about it.
You told him that you forgive him?
Well, I told him that I'm wrong for being angry at him and my mom also.
And what'd they say?
My dad didn't say anything, and my mom just said, we don't do that or whatever. We don't have that. Or I'm not sure.
They don't forgive?
Huh?
She said they don't forgive?
No, she said, I just told her I'm sorry for having this resentment toward her.
Right.
And he just said, we don't have that, or kind of, I'm not sure. He just kind of said, we don't have that. I don't know that she said that we don't forgive, but it's like she said, there's nothing between us, or I don't.
Yeah. Well, you forgive them anyway, and don't worry about if you did it right or not. The fact that you went and did it, knowing that you should do it, and are you doing the silent prayer now?
Yes, I try to, but it's so hard. I know I have so hard time letting go of things. I just have a hard time doing it.
And what's hard about doing the silent prayer for you?
I guess to let everything go and just be in total presence, it seems so hard to do.
Yeah, but here's how you not make it hard. Just realize that all you're doing is watching the not you. You're watching those thoughts that you've been living in all your life. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And you just be aware of that. And don't deny it. Don't run away from it. Don't call it you and do nothing about it. And all you're doing is observing and just being aware that it is changing. It's being taken away from you by the spirit of God. God is the one that's allowing you to see it. He's taken away those darkness, the spirit of evil from you. You don't have to fight with it. You don't have to do anything but be aware. Is it hard to be aware?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's why, because it's hard to be aware. I noticed that when I was even Amish, I had times when it got so tough, I just let everything go, and I did exactly that, I think, without even trying to.
Go ahead.
But every time I have to, like, when I think about the Amish and stuff, then I kind of have to go with that. It kind of confuses me.
How do they pray?
They pray like in church. They pray like they do it in tongue.
In tongue?
Yes, they kind of, like every evening and at church, every morning and evening we pray. And at the table, too. So every morning, my dad wakes up and does the chores or so. Then they kneel. And then they pray out of a book or pray. It's not a language that I can understand. I can understand it better now. But I didn't grow up knowing it.
So you pray in tongue, too? While growing
no.
up?
No. Yes.
But you didn't know what you were saying?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, what a mess!
Yeah, it's really.
And so last thing, then I got to run. Are you scared out in this world that you live in now? away from the Amish world?
Oh, yes.
And you're scared. Why? And of what?
Well, I wish I can't really think about why right now. It's just so different.
Yeah. I can imagine coming from the Amish world. I remember visiting, and I believe it was up in Philadelphia area somewhere. I was up there. They took me on a tour when I was giving a talk up there, and they took me to the Amish world, and it was interesting to see how they live, physically live. You know, like, nothing has really changed.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, you're probably running out of time, too.
You had a question or something?
I had one in my head, but it kind of left.
Maybe. Anything else you want to say before I leave? Hang up.
I had something. Not right now, no. Mm-hmm. I had something, but it left, so I'll just have to pass on it.
Well, you call me again, but you stay with your silent prayer. And when those thoughts are telling you, oh, you didn't forgive right, you didn't do it right, just know, and I promise you this, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So don't believe the thoughts when they tell you that, oh, you didn't forgive right, you didn't do it right, you didn't do it. Stop. Be aware of them, but have no communication with them.
Okay. And I understand.
And all thoughts are all lies, man. I don't care what they say about you or other people or whatever. Don't believe them.
Okay. All right.
It was good talking to you, Dennis.
All right, well, good talking. Good talking to you, too. Really appreciate it.
Right on. Call me again.
Yep, okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. The Amish world is interesting. Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Bird Dog says, Jesse, that's a lie. The blacks love pit bulls or live pit bulls.
I know, but that don't mean they love them. They get a false identity from it. It's just a thrill. People who love animals, it's just a thrill that you're getting. It's not love. Believe me, it is not love. That feel-good feeling you have, it's just a thrill. That's all it is. That dog don't love you, and you don't love the animal, whatever animal it may be. Thank you.
Thank you, Bird Dog. Alex in California, Alex, biblical question, not necessarily California.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Facts can deceive and obscure the truth hidden within. The truth, outside and inside, reveals things that one already knows, regardless of the facts.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Very
I'll
nice.
Put my two cents in on Sunday.
Mata says Jesse's line of questioning is childish and repetitive. That's like asking in 2001, how do you know Iraq has WMDs, weapons of mass destruction?
Amazing.
Whatever,
thank you.
Whatever, Mata. But thank you for the support.
Yeah, thanks.
Old Saucy says, if you don't love all animals, you don't love any.
There you go.
White Wings on Pilled.net. That was Rumble. White Wings 1776, it's funny, even those with energy saver appliances, our electric bills haven't gone down. Emoji.
Amazing, thank you.
King Alpha. Oh no, we got to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
gerrymandering, Texas and California redistricting drama, all for political power, or to correct and make just, make a more perfect nation. And rural ERs, a lot of times those rural emergency rooms in rural areas, not very heavily populated areas, they don't even have a doctor on site when you need one in the world. And homeless bums and bipartisan bums, these politicians. And a little update on that maybe. And there's these Frankenstein bunnies in Colorado, as in rabbits. Like they have some virus that makes like horn protrusions out of their face. Rabbits are supposed to be cute. And 54% of quote-unquote Americans drink alcohol, according to a Gallup poll. That's a lot. And an illegal high school junior girl, she's all like concerned. And Call Me Nonsense Network shares a quote from her validating her fear and invalidating the law, which is a righteous and just law. Get these illegals out of here. We love you, illegals, but you gotta go. This is the end of hour two of the GSC Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. August 15th Friday. Happy Men's History Month. 2025 AD, the year of our Lord. There is one line open you can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of your Super Chats, hopefully, and more great stories. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then thefallenstate.tv, and then American Anchor Baby. Nice. Catch American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble, coming back with fire. So cool. During Men's History Month, I was pondering, I wonder if Anchor Baby is going to do the same flight as Amelia Earhart, only be successful where she seemingly failed. Where is she? Did she just fly off into heaven itself? Amelia Earhart, not Men's History. Or is she Men's History? Because it's all men's inventions that she flew, and she was probably trained by a man, perhaps. I don't know. Or somebody who trained her was trained by a man. It all comes back to the men. Very nice. Just like the blacks in America, they're part of white history. We're claiming them. Anyway, Call Me Nonsense Network. To the news, right? In Alaska, with the summit, Putin wants any deal that Trump and Putin and Zelensky, I guess, make to include Russia taking almost a fifth of supposedly Ukraine's supposed land, right? Trump, meanwhile, said that Russia will face very severe consequences, and that's a quote, if Putin does not agree to end the war. Trump wants peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And he did not specify what that meant, right? Of course, our greatest president knows how and what to say. And with only a few hours left until the summit begins, which maybe it's started up by now, I'm not sure, deadly fighting continued on the front lines in the Ukraine. At least 7 civilians were killed in Russian attacks, according to reports, I guess. On Thursday, 17 others injured by drones. So said Ukrainian officials. Terrible. What a mess. And gerrymandering. For nearly 2 weeks, Texas, I call them demon rats, Democrats, right? They've stymied Republicans' attempts to redraw the state's congressional districts in the middle of the decade by remaining out of state. The GOP's proposed map could potentially eliminate 5 Democrat House seats ahead of the 2026 midterms. But on Thursday, the day before Friday, Democrat lawmakers signaled their intention to end the redistricting standoff and return to Austin. I guess it's the capital of Texas. I forget my states and capitals. In a news release, Demon Rats said they would return if Republicans adjourn the special legislative session currently underway and if California Democrats introduce a new congressional map that would offset the 5 seats Republicans want to flip in Texas. So they want to gerrymander the Republicans. The Republicans are very underrepresented in California, I will have you know. Anyway, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what's the difference between the facts and the truth? It's a juicy question. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference? Amazing question. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, well, I wish I could still listen to the show while I'm running around, you can. It's made possible. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday / because we love the Blacks. Black Friday. That was the end. This is now. Love the Blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards Black people.
Be Black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just, like I say, I
want to
hate you, but the
pump
won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the Blacks? You know, it's a spiritual battle. The president, the Great White Hope, is doing amazing things in making America great in all kinds of areas, every area of life. And he's doing a remarkable job. Be grateful. We've never had this. We're not in the last however many years. 100 years or so. I know Ronald Reagan was nice, and he did a nice job, but Ronald Reagan did not do what the Great White Hope is doing. And be grateful, because this is the first time we have a president who, so far, is keeping his word to make America great again, to put America first. And there are Democrats, as I said earlier, that don't want this to happen because they want votes. It ain't about anything else. They don't care about the illegals at all. They have no love for the illegals, period. It's only for votes, because you have more people in your district, and the illegal aliens tend to live in Black people districts and Mexican districts and places like that. And so they're doing it for the votes. And in Chicago, the crime is horrible, and it's been that way for a long time, black-on-black crime, for years now. And the so-called mayor of that area do not want the president to come in. And I've been trying to tell you, these people want chaos and confusion in your life. They're protected by the security people and all that, but you are not, and you have to pay the price. You vote them in. And so they don't care about you at all. And this so-called mayor of Chicago does not want the Great White Hope to come in and help the people, because he doesn't want them to be at peace. They may start thinking for themselves and put him out of business. This is from X. A Chicago man was fatally shot during a Facebook live stream while discussing a parking dispute, though it's unclear if the shooting was related. It's not clear if that was related or not. In the video, a driver approaches this car, right? And the guy exits his car, the streamer, and challenged the man to take his change off. So apparently, you know how black people would be changed around their neck. I think it means soul brother. Or I think it means you got some money. Or I think it means you're a rapper. Or something like that. It definitely means you're black. So they told the guy, take your change. They wanted his necklace around his neck. Take it off. And then the shooting happened. Watch this from X.
I say, listen, bro. If they do come, let us park right here. You feel me? If they do come, come get me. We'll move the car so they can get the space. We will move our car, whatever car we need, so they can get the space. Just let us get the park. So now you, oh, no, we can't do that. No. You just got to find somewhere else to park. I'm like, who the fuck is you talking to? You feel me? Like, that be the shit. And that's what make a motherfucker be wanting to get into it with y'all, because y'all ain't got no respect. What's up, bro? What's up? Hell no.
They calling them now, bro.
So allegedly, while this guy doing this streaming about the police or somebody trying to make them leave or something, whatever he was saying, somebody trying to make, I don't know. Somebody comes over to his car, drive over to his car, and shoot him. They want his change from his neck. He gets out, as you saw. Allegedly, he's shot. Now, with these kinds of things, I don't know how real they are. Are they a part of the act? So is he like, Derek, did he really, is he shot for real? According to report, I'm told, he's shot. Chicago Sun-Times is reporting no one is in custody at the moment. As they're saying the only thing they wanted was a change around the guy's neck. What the? Here is body cam footage is showing this so-called Olympic gold medalist Shikari Richardson being arrested for allegedly abusing her boyfriend. Remember we reported that this female abused her boyfriend? And he was like, oh, that's okay. Don't put her in jail. She's having a hard time. And in the video, the sprinter pleads with the police, saying, I didn't do anything wrong. He is the man in this situation. As officers take her off to jail. Watch this from X.
Christian, are you serious right now? Okay. I didn't assault him though.
We have video cameras.
I literally was having an argument. I'm not resisting, so you don't have to do it harder. Christian, are you serious right now? Christian.
He doesn't get a say.
But I understand. We were arguing. Okay. I'm not going to resist. But I'm telling you that we were arguing. I didn't assault him. I didn't do anything wrong. But the fact that your guys are doing this to me and he's a man in this situation, I'm going to comply. But she had me on camera, but at the same time, what he has on camera, I have my phone, shows something different. So if I need to show that, I will.
We have you on camera, so I'm right here.
Okay, but I have my phone that shows something different. But Christian, thank you, Christian.
Don't talk to him right now.
Okay, I won't. Thank you so much, officer. Do I, am I going to go actually to jail right now?
You actually
didn't
go to jail.
Wait, but right now, I didn't. Can he tell you that I didn't do nothing to him? Christian, I'm about to go to jail because of you right now.
Lock her up. Lock her up. When they were showing the camera, they'll ask you, pushing and fighting with him. She cannot believe she going to jail. She can't go to jail right now. She got to plow the mule. She got to feed the horses. Isn't it something they made those laws for women to lock up men, and now the laws are backfiring? How sweet it is. 888-775-3773. Open line Friday. Let me go to Danielle out of Memphis, Tennessee. Danielle, you are on the air. How are you?
I'm well, Jesse.
Oh,
how are you?
All is well.
That's great.
Go ahead.
So I'd like to answer the biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Facts don't exist, and the truth is all there is.
Facts don't exist, and the truth is all there. Interesting.
Yeah, I can give you a quick example.
Okay.
You remember that little story about a man landing on the moon?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that did not happen, Jesse.
That
I hate
did
to
not
break
happen?
It to you. No.
He did not land on the moon?
Nope.
But he put flags on the moon.
I think Stanley Kubrick had something to do with that little scene. I mean, imagine President Nixon having a clear conversation, just like we're having back in that era. I don't think so. And how come they've never gone back?
They're going back, don't worry. They're discovering other people. So you don't believe we landed on the moon?
No.
But that Stanley guy, he's the one that made The Shining, right?
I think so, yes.
What's his name? Kubrick?
Yes,
Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
You mm-hmm. said, what did you say about him?
I believe, now this part I'm not positive, it's just mere speculation.
Okay.
Based on things I've heard. But I think he could have had something to do with that production, if you will. Because I do believe it was a production.
That's amazing. Have you always felt that way?
Yeah, I've felt that way since early adulthood. Yeah.
But Big Bump said we did land on the moon for sure.
In what way is he able to prove the for sure part?
In the same way that no one can prove that it didn't happen.
Well, I didn't say for sure we didn't go, but I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
And so I'm going to have to ask Big Bob what the for sure proof. But you're saying there is a possibility we did land on the moon.
In my opinion, I don't believe we did. And I don't believe there is a possibility. Well, there could be a possibility. I don't want to be that legalistic about it, but I don't believe it happened. I believe that it's a big lie. I believe it's amazing how, as I've been overcoming, I mean, I've suspected that part long ago, but in every area of my life now, I feel like I have to be so cognizant about remaining present because the enemy sneaks in there so quickly. And before I know it, I'm in my head and I'm in my hell. And he's pretty clever about it. So, yeah, I think the moon landing was a lie among so many other things. I mean, there's questions now about what really happened during World War II. So, you know, I just think that we need to be cognizant, do our own homework and our own research, and, you know, just look into these, some of these things we've been told on our own, and just see for ourselves what we come up with.
Do you, so what was the purpose of pretending that we were landing on the moon?
I think it had to do something with Russia. I think Russia or China, one of those, Hake would probably know a little bit about this, much more than I. But one of those countries, I think the United States wanted to beat them to the punch, if you will, for whatever reasons. I don't know, maybe something to do with the military or world affairs. I'm not sure about the ins and outs of that part of it.
Are you you believe in flat Earth too?
I believe it's plausible. I believe it's, it could be.
So you believe because flat Earth, that the Earth is flat now and not round?
I don't believe it's flat or no. I'm not sure whether it's flat or round. I'm not sure because I've heard some pretty strong arguments that are convincing about how it could be flat, that there's this dome covering it. And, you know, when you read in scriptures about the firmament, you know, as I'm just opening my mind up, Jesse, and lately what I've been doing is just really sitting and listening a lot more, and not just because I've had a tendency in the past to just be so staunch in a particular view that I've missed pertinent information that would be a game changer if I just heard it, if I just listened. So I'm just at a place in my life, and it really has to do with meeting you and encountering this work, is that the way I proceed in life, it's just different. Like, I'm just emptying out everything that I thought I was so certain about, and I'm open to the possibilities. And as far as the Earth being flat, it could be. I don't know how people are so sure that it isn't.
And is there a man in the moon?
Is there a man in the moon?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't believe there's a man in the moon either?
A man in the moon?
On the moon, yeah. Who, when you look up and you see that image of a person inside the moon, who do you think? What do you think that is? The man on the moon.
Oh, you mean when they go?
No,
when
like,
they go when
the big moon come out in the time of month when we have a full moon, right?
Uh huh.
Aren't you able to see a man on the moon?
No, I haven't seen that, Jesse. Have you?
Yeah.
You've seen a man on the moon?
A man in the moon.
Well, I've heard of the man in the mirror, but I haven't heard of the man in the moon.
When next time a full moon come out, especially up there in where you are right now, go out and look outside at night, and you're going to see a man on the moon.
Well, I'm going to take you up on that, although I don't know that I'll be here because I'm leaving on Monday.
Oh.
And I have lots to share about my visit I get back. It's very exciting. My dad is, we're back to what we were before, and it's just amazing. It's
amazing. I was thinking of you the other day. I was like, poor Danielle, she loved her father. You when you first came to bar, you were talking about the niceness of you and your father, and then you find out your father don't like you, and when you go there and visit him, you find out he doesn't like you. How is that now? Does he like you now?
Oh, he loves me. Yeah.
How did he went back from hate to love?
Well, that is part of it, and I'm going to make this. What did you say?
I said, how did he go back from hate to love? And you're about to say what about it?
I'm going to make this quick, but he, the first couple of days, and I really feel like it was the enemy. I kind of feel like it was an attack and a trick of the devil to cause division. But the first couple of days as I was here, his delivery, he was saying some things and his delivery was off, and it started with politics because, you know, I'm conservative, yada, yada, yada. And that put me on the defense. And it just continued on from there, things about me personally that he had, you know, been noticing over the years. And by the second day, Jesse, I just sat. I didn't, because I sat the first day, the first and the day and a half later, and As I sat, I was still angry. You know, I was still feeling this burning anger. So I still really wasn't fully present because I'm focusing on the anger and I'm focusing what's going on with me internally. But when I really just sat and listened and pushed aside my ego and pride and all of that, everything he said was actually valid. It was just very difficult for me to hear these things about myself. But wow. I took heed, and I really, you know, I just made a pretty swift shift, and it's just been delightful. I mean, it really has been. He was just, I don't know why the delivery was what it was, because that's part I wasn't used to, and I was traumatized. I mean, I'm like, what? I hope this isn't this thing that Jesse talks about where I'm going to lose family members, because that's been in my head for a while. and I think I was like expecting it to happen and I didn't want it to happen. And it was traumatic to say the least. I mean, I was just not, that would not be okay with me. So thank God. Everything is.
Did you cry when you first heard your father say those things?
I almost did. But I didn't, because I kept hearing your voice. I haven't cried since you said, I'm not a crier anyway, but every time I have cried, even a little, since the she's crying, she's lying, I laugh at myself because I hear your voice.
When she's crying, she's lying.
I just automatically stop because I feel embarrassed and silly, and it is comical. And I'm like, yeah, I'm lying right now.
That's amazing. Well, you stay with it, and we're all looking forward to listen to the growth and what you've learned about yourself by being away like that.
Yeah, I am really looking forward to sharing it, and thank you again for everything. And I always like to throw out a shout out or thanks to Nick, Derek, Omid, and of course Hake as well, because they make, you know, they make things nice and smooth over there,
yeah,
for you
they
and
made the world for us. Go around.
I don't doubt that.
I can't believe you're a flat earther, though.
I'm not necessarily a flat earther.
What?
Wait, what, Jesse?
You're taking it too far.
I'm just saying, I'm open to the possibility.
I wonder if Mimi listening and she hear you saying you're a flat earther.
Mimi is smart too. Have you asked her? I'm guessing that she may agree with me on this one.
No, I don't think Mimi gonna believe that the earth is flat.
We will see about that, sir. We will see about that.
That's right. And you'll be back in time for the women's forum, you say, right?
Yes. Okay. I miss California. I love anybody out there, the listening audience, anyone out there hating on California. You don't even know how amazing California. I miss it so much.
Yeah.
I miss it so much, Jesse. Well, but I love Memphis. It's beautiful here, but I miss California.
Absolutely. Well, hurry back, and I'll respond to the biblical questions on Sunday. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
Are you from Memphis?
No. I'm from Aurora. My dad came here to work like 25 or 30 years ago.
And you know my producer, Derek, is from Memphis, right?
What?
Yeah.
Well, he's no, from, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from the hood. He black.
That's why Derek is so cool. He's from the hood. He's black. Jesse.
He's from the hood of Metham.
No, he's cool. Derek is old school. Cool.
That's for sure.
Yeah. He kind of reminds me of my dad, you know, like that kind of coolness and his friends from back in the day when he would have his parties and all of that good stuff. But yeah, anyway.
Derek, daddy used to beat him.
I don't think so. Did
no.
he?
Yeah. We were talking wow. about, we present this story where the stepfather allegedly beat the stepson. I don't know about beat, but oh, he made me do push-ups and stuff. For yelling at the mother, his mother. And Derek, like, he understood it because his daddy, you could beat him. And I'm like,
oh, I think I know what Derek means. He didn't really beat him.
Oh, no, he
like
beat
in 2025. You mean with a belt, right?
With a clothes hanger, belt, whatever in sight.
Oh. Well, my brothers did get the belt. I didn't, but they did. I got it once. And I was like, never, ever, ever again. I will just obey the rules.
All right, Danielle, I got to run. See you soon.
Yes, sir. Take care, Jesse.
All right, now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. There's a line open now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, King Alpha Nerd. I'm a postal worker, and I need all dog owners to hear this. For the love of Dean Winchester, can you please stop answering your door with your dog? They are already barking, and they want to jump out and bite the first person they see. And don't give me that they don't bite nonsense. They got teeth. This is America, and I will sue you. Have that dog put down. That is all.
Who let the dogs out? I rest my case. Thank you.
Anthony says, it's Black Friday. Quick, hide the wigs. Snatch and grab Friday. I mean, Black Friday, snacks half off, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Orlando on Cash App. That dog got EBT. Food stamps.
Nice. Thank you.
Eric 10 Coffees. What's wrong with the blacks? Rap culture promotes this concept of self-founded in violence. A concept of self. Founded in violence, degeneracy, and promiscuity. When you identify with the lyrics, it's what your ego is going to find important. Evil spirits of anger and pride control your behavior through the unconscious suggestion of rap music. You're hypnotized. Wake up.
I think the most interesting thing to me now, really, and I didn't know it could get this way, really. I didn't know that blacks would become so violent. And non-caring, and emotional, and angry. I mean, black people are, for now, maybe, well, I don't know, the violence of black people through the roof, really, is bad. And they're not just doing it to white people, even though white people is the leading ones. They're doing it to themselves. They do it to anyone that disagrees with them. Black people are very, very violent. And not all, of course, but most. The anger is through the roof because they have not dealt with it over the years. But the spirit of the mother in black people, men and women, through the roof. It's evil, it's angry, and they are violent. I mean, fight in a minute. Thank you.
St. Loco says, Jews pay Jesse? Jews would charge him, not pay him.
I rest my case.
And Base Nation on Rumble, Alpha Bucks. Very nice.
Thank you. By the way, thank you. Know how to rumble.
Thank you, Eric, for your generous donation. And Base Nation with another B.
Thank you, Eric.
On the BQ, truth is whole. Facts can't be interpreted in the correct way without truth.
The treasure chest. Thank you. And I put my two cents on the treasure chest and now open on DLive. And scratch off on
Hill.net.
Back in a moment.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Oh. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Forward 888-7753-773, a spiritual battle like I've never been seen before. Hell is right here on earth inside a human being. Anyone that has anger / resentment, whatever you want to call it, if a little iota of anger, whatever you want to think it is, you are in hell and you're miserable and you cry at night. You're in hell, and it comes through human beings, and they try to impose it on others. This is hell on earth. And when you drop your body, you're stuck in the condition that you drop your body in. You drop it in perfect love, eternal life is perfect love. You drop it in anger / resentment, which is hell, eternal life forever and ever is hell for you. No way out. Oh, Jesus ain't going back down to hell to get you. I would try to stay out of hell rather than dropping my body in hell. But anyway, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11, the top of this hour, right after my show, The Hake Report. And after that, brand new episode of The Fallen State. What the? Brand new episode of The Fallen State.tv. I had an amazing, fun conversation with a Generation Z. Evans Rogest. He is a Christian Gen Z YouTuber and content creator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
In the past 5 years, there has been an explosion in Christianity among Gen Z, especially among men. We are suffering from the lukewarm Christianity of our parents and our grandparents.
Would you ever follow a woman?
Probably not. I don't think most girls really want that either.
They don't. Alpha male.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Not a beta, but an alpha.
Yeah, not a beta. Amazing.
Amazing. It was fun and smart. Really, you're going to like it at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can become you can support the Fallen State right there on a YouTube channel by becoming a member or whatever. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. I got it right here. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then he is back. And this time around with fire. The first time around, it was water. The earth was destroyed by water. And this time around, he's back with fire. The American Anchor Baby. At 12, right after the Fallen State, whatever time that goes off.
12.
The American Anchor Baby, 12 Pacific time. He is back with fire. No brimstones, but just fire. And then Sunday morning fellowship, all are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. All right. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let me go quickly to Paul out of North Carolina. Paul, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Paul.
All right. Really quick, I think Adam Green would make a great guest, Adam Green, but moving on from that, I was recently...
Hold on a minute. Will you guys have guests? Give it to the producer at jesseleepeterson.com. Producer. So, Paul, hold on and give your information to, even though you slickly and slyly scream it out on the air, give it to my producer. I didn't know that's why he would call it. Let me go to Kyle out of Flint, Michigan. Kyle, you are on the air.
Jesse, what's up, man?
All is well, Kyle.
Jesse, what's wrong with the blacks?
Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month to you. I thought it was White History Month.
No, that was July. July is White History Month, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Men's History Month is August.
Okay, that sounds good.
What do you think is wrong with the blacks?
What do I think is wrong with the blacks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody just needs to mind their own business.
That's true, too. But what's wrong with the blacks? Are you black?
I'm black.
What's wrong
with... He black?
You black. What's wrong with the blacks?
I just think, you know, they got the same problems as everybody else. We too much worried about everybody else's skin.
And
don't
when, you, when you say that they have the same problem as everyone else, what do you mean?
Inability to mind their own business.
But why are they so, blacks today are more angry and violent than they ever been. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe they don't got no business to mind.
Have you noticed that they're very angry and violent?
I don't know. You know why I don't notice though, Jesse?
How come?
Because I don't pay nobody no mind. I go to work. I come home. I grill my steak. You know,
so you just pretty much keep to yourself, and you're not aware of what's happening out there in the world?
Hell no. I mean, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I'm not.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, right on, Jesse. I was just wondering, do you think the Earth, I mean, not just the, is the Earth flat or round, but my question is, do you think the Earth is spinning from east to west at 1,400 miles per hour, Jesse?
Well, I don't know if it's spinning from east to west, but it is spinning.
Okay. My second question is, I want you to do it. This is kind of like a science test Friday question for you. If an airplane is going to land and the Earth is spinning, would that airplane crash as soon as that wheel touched the spinning Earth?
No, because of gravity, it wouldn't.
No, that tire would be ripped right off of every airplane trying to land.
Right.
Or any
bird. That's why I said because of gravity, it will not fall off.
No. Yeah, that's because all the airplanes can land safely today is because the Earth isn't spinning.
But don't you know that the airplane and the air is spinning with them, with the airplane?
No, the Earth is a fixed, flat astral plane. It does not move anywhere from where God put it.
Have you noticed that the sky is spinning with the Earth?
No, the sky, what you see above you, the atmosphere and what's in the atmosphere is moving around you on a fixated flat earth that God made.
What would happen to you if you let go of gravity?
There is no such thing as gravity again, Jesse.
No, gravity does exist, man. Did you take science?
No, I took astronomy and actually.
Oh, no wonder. You got to go back for your science class.
Oh, I had lots of them, too. I took lots of them.
But you don't know that. What would happen if you let go of gravity? What would happen to you, Brady?
Nothing. I would be the same position because it's called density, not gravity.
Okay, let it go and see what happens.
I'm right now in the same position, and I'm talking to you in the same position, Jesse.
Well, let go of gravity and see what happens to you.
Well, that's like saying let go of nonsense because gravity is, again, nonsense. It's BS, Jesse.
What?
There is no such thing. There is no such thing as gravity.
Let it go and see. You can prove it. Let it go and see what happens to you.
I've been letting it go. I'm still in the same position. I'm not spinning, and I'm talking to you in the same position. I've let it go, Jesse.
You have not let gravity go.
Yeah, I did, because I don't believe in it. I don't want to believe in gravity if it's nonsense, BS. Why would I believe in it?
Do you believe there's a God?
Yes, Yahweh. Of course, Yahweh.
Yeah, not your way. Do you believe in God?
Yes, Yahweh. And
no,
Yeshua,
not your way, God's way. Do you believe there is a God?
Yes. I'm a follower, yes.
Oh, you follow God?
Yes.
And
I'm a believer in...
How do you know you follow God?
I'm a follower of biblical earth, and I listen to the teachings of Scripture.
How do you know you follow God?
Oh, I read the Bible. I listen to anything that I can on what happened in the past relating the religion.
But how do you know you follow God? You tell me you read this stuff, but how do you know you follow God? You believe the earth is flat, but how do you know you follow God?
Because I'm listening to your show right now, Jesse. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be listening to your show.
And how do you know?
I don't know. That's maybe in my perception. That's my perception, I guess. Since the earth isn't spinning, I'm kind of clear-headed this morning, Jesse.
Let me ask this quick question. Would fat people be lighter than strong people since the muscles is more dense than fat if the earth were flat?
In a vacuum, a fat, flat butt would fall at the same speed as a feather in a vacuum situation.
Oh, we didn't talk about in a vacuum.
I'm going to have to research that one over the weekend, Jesse.
I thought so. Because you said it's density gravity.
Why do black people like gravity?
I rest my case now.
No, why do black people like gravitational big butts?
I rest my case.
Asombroso.
Thank you. Bless you. All right, thank you,
God
Brady.
Bless you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Let me go to Kentucky and talk to Vernita. Vernita, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Vernita.
I want to answer the biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
The facts are contradicting, I've noticed. And the truth, I'll never know.
You'll never know the truth?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I just feel I would never know the truth because it's so much out there, so much contradicting. And I saw people lose their minds in political and religious. And, yeah, I just feel I'll never know the truth.
Amazing. Ada, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. James, you said the same thing?
I notice people lose their minds trying to know or thinking they know about politics and religion.
That's for sure. So I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that. But let me ask, have you ever met or seen or heard of a good woman?
No.
So how come women think that they are good?
I don't know, Jesse, but I'm trying to be a better woman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered, though, why women think they are good? And they don't recognize that they're evil.
I recognize the evil in women. I'm a woman, and I've seen evil things in me.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Well, you stay with it. And thank you so much for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too. 888-7753-773. One thing you can bank on, folks, the whole wide world. There's no such thing as a strong woman, and there's no such thing as a good woman. Women are not strong, it's just that men are weak. No such thing as a strong woman, and there's no such thing as a good woman. You can bank on that. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, read the Bible, or not, atheist, Mormon, Jewish, Catholic, what's that religion that guy that called me today?
Amish,
atheist, educated, non-educated. You can bank on that one. No such thing as a good woman or a strong woman. Prove me wrong, I eat my hat. I want to show, before I go back to the calls of the Super Chat, I got to show you this. And it proved even more so, well, for those who want to see, that we're not in charge of anything. You are being influenced. You're being influenced, and you think you are doing these things, and you're not. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. Fox News has reported, laundromat security footage shows quick thinking bartender tackling an assault. Bystanders as attacking assailant within second, protecting a woman from further harm. Why do they say woman and not female anymore? Remember, it used to be female, and they changed it to woman. I heard, remember that Duffy guy, his wife made him stay home and raise his children while she worked?
Yep.
What's her name?
Rachel Campos.
Oh, yeah, Rachel
Duffy.
She was saying some story. She was sitting there for Jesse Water show. It's rough when these women sit there for Jesse. The voice is
grating on the nerves.
But she like, this story is about something. And she was something like, only a mother knows best. And like, no heifer, only a father knows best. She didn't change until the mother knows best. And she made her husband, I don't know if she made him stay home, but he quit being a congressman and stay home and raise her children while she was on Fox News building her ego. And she gonna say mother knows best. What a liar. But anyway, father knows best. So anyway, the police arrived minute later and arrested the suspect at the scene. Watch this for Fox News.
Yeah, you see a man holding a bat. It seems that it's holding something, some sort of weapon. And there's someone on the floor, a woman, I believe. And then men show up on the scene and then restrain the man who's holding a weapon in this laundromat, dragging him away while onlookers are looking. It didn't look like he was able to get too much on that. They disarm the individual and they just hold him down. It was all men.
Amazing, huh? Where's Carrie Bass? How come Carrie Bass is not holding a press conference at that laundromat and ticked off that those people were trying to protect the citizen? She doesn't want Trump to do it. Is she okay with that? Where's Carrie Bass, the so-called mayor of L.A.? She's mad because the president is making Los Angeles safe again. Where's Karen when you need her? That black woman needed you, Karen. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Over on YouTube, John gave several super chats with no message. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
MF with gave a sticker, a woman holding her hands together in delight.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you, MF. Gustavo bought a coffee. Biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
I don't know, because all I know are facts, and I don't know the truth, says Gustavo.
Amazing. Thank you. I don't know, but I've been told Jesus died on Jericho. Go ahead. Thank you.
KB in Ohio, Jesse, love you, but we didn't go to the moon. It's fake, laughing face with tears. It's been 60 years since we walked on the moon. If it were real, we would have capitalized rides there for profits in this capitalist society.
Don't worry. The guy from S is making a spaceship. We all going to the moon. You better be trying to buy some land up there before all the white people get there. It's going to be too expensive, but then you can't get there.
No way the white man sat on that much money for almost a half century. It only took the Wright brothers 5 years to build a plane in 1900, but I'll still believe you. Sure, LOL.
Thank you. But listen, if they didn't go to the moon, how were they able to put American flags on the moon?
Good question.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, three coffees. Jesse, biblical question?
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
None. Both are made up words. Satan's children, think they know facts and truths, he says.
Amazing. I put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Soul Conscious. R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, bought five coffees with no message.
Thank you.
Thank you, Saint Loco. Anyone going to the Epstein party this weekend? Shout out.
Party over here. Thank you.
Thanks again, John Zimmer, for the multiple super chats with no message.
Thank you, John.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Cactus Eater Bear, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Sam, a first-time caller out of Austin, Texas. Sam, you're on the air. Hey, Sam?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes. How are you?
All is well, Sam.
Happy Black History Month.
No, Men History.
Man History Month? Okay.
Yeah, not Black. That's in February, I think.
Well, doesn't every month have to be Black History Month?
No. Because of time, you call about something else real fast.
Yes. I just wanted to know, as a Christian, has anybody stolen money from you? And you always say you have to love all people. How do you love those people who have stolen money from you?
Are you a first-time caller, Sam?
Yes, sir.
So you love them because you realize they know not what they do. They can't see. They're asleep. It doesn't mean that you agree with it, but you just don't hate them. They cannot help themselves.
Sure, that makes sense. But what would you react to losing your own money that you've worked so hard for?
I don't know. I would have to be in that situation. But I would hope not to be mad at them, not to hate them for it.
Okay, so you won't be mad, and you're not sure what other reaction you would have.
Well, yeah, I would have to be in the situation to know how I would deal with the situation. I always have a wait and see. I never assume that this will happen or that would happen or this won't happen. Well, that won't happen. Always have a way to see. But I do know that they are blind and they can't see. Otherwise, they would not be doing it.
That, yeah, that part I get, that they don't know right. what they're and they're whatever they're doing is coming from evil.
Yes.
But I'm asking on the other side, how would you react to losing your money?
I will have to be in that situation before I can know how I react.
Have you ever lost anything in your life?
Yes.
How did you react to losing it?
Before I was able to see, I would overreact to losing it. But so far, whenever I've lost in the past, it didn't bother me at all.
Okay. What was it that you lost that didn't bother you?
I'm lost in love and I don't know why. Thinking
okay.
about it all the time and I'm lost. I was lost in love.
Okay, sounds good.
Amazing. Right. Would you overreact to losing something?
Well, I mean, it's money that I've worked so hard for, and when somebody steals it, well, obviously you want to make sure it doesn't happen again. You get angry and upset.
But what good would it do you to get angry?
Maybe making sure it doesn't happen again.
No, if you get angry, it's going to happen again. But if you don't get angry, it's less likely to happen again.
Okay, so if you don't get angry, what should you get? Like, what should go through your mind? Other than, you know, they didn't know what they were doing.
Nothing at all. Have a clear mind about all things.
Got it. Okay.
Sam, amazing call. Because of time, call me again, all right?
All right, Matt.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Okay. I am so out of time. Hake is coming up. Then the Father's Day after Hake at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby is back at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. And I'll see you on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings at 11 a.m. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And thank you for your support. Thank you for the super chat. Get on that narrow and straight path, folks, if you want to be free. Know thyself. Bye. Oh, Tiffany and the other callers, I'm out of time. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.